B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
Sound off.
Are you trying to be fake with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
5:48. It's time for Sound Off right here on the Mike Missinelli Show. And here's the number for Sound Off in case you want to write it down. Commit it to memory or put it in your phone. It's 610-771-9705. And you call someone, you got something to say, leave a message. A lot of people find it annoying to wait on hold to get on the air, so maybe your message can get on the air. Let's see what we have today.
The Sixers being ousted in the playoffs the last 2 years has nothing to do with the players. We have a village idiot as a head coach who should have been replaced years ago. Brett. Gabe Kapler-Brown, please leave town.
Wow. Who knew? Was Dave always been a Brett hater?
I feel like he's had some...
I think he's had some animosity.
Some venom to spew.
He has?
Yeah, not up to Gabe level, but...
I'm thinking that he spins a wheel.
He might.
When he gets up. Hate wheel. The hate wheel.
Yeah.
Right, Gabe's gone, so we got to move the hate to somebody else.
Exactly.
It's first and goal from the 7, 19 seconds left. You have a timeout. They spike the ball. And then one of the plays you call is third and long, a quarterback draw, and you settle for a field goal. We have seen this act before. This is a joke.
The Penn State you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, a lot of people thinking he should kick the field goal. They had a chance to win the game. They got down there to win the game. But, I don't even want to analyze it. I honestly got it. Yeah, like there's no point in analyzing it. It gives me a migraine.
Burkhan Korkmaz, let me tell you something. I know you want to wait 25 games to evaluate. This kid is the real deal. Not only draining threes, but he made a move that broke this dude's ankle and left him laying on the ground and then just feathered up a nice little finger roll.
I got nothing, Tyron. Move on.
Some reason I was like Anthony over the weekend. I just didn't. I'm at a show me stage with James Franklin, and he can't show me. I thought the SC loss would sting for a while. Then he goes and lays an egg in Columbus. This looks like another Outback Bowl year.
Not so fast, my friend. They can always beat Ohio State and get back into the Final Four picture. Right.
We had a caller talk about Embiid taking the ball at the top of the key. He does seem to turn the ball over a hell of a lot, taking the ball from that position. And yet, they always seem to have him in that position. And I agree with you. Why does he already look like he's out of shape?
Like, you know, I know maybe it's impossible physically, but I'd like to see him get more, his body looking more like Giannis. I know he can't get sleek like that, but it seems to me he could lose a little more weight and get even thinner than he is. Doesn't it seem like that to you, Tyrone?
It does not, no.
It seems like that to me. I look at the guy and I go, he's like, it's just 10 more.
I'm right with you, Mike. Everybody's excited, fired up. Don't get me wrong. I'm a Flyers fan, too. I love the orange and black. And it seems like the culture is changing, but let's keep it real, people. Not too long ago, they rifled off 10 wins in a row. You all know what happened later on that season?
Too early to make a judgment. I get a lot of judgments I'm going to make after 25 games. You know? It'd be a lot clearer for me after 25.
Closer to Christmas time, you'll be making
exactly.
More.
Exactly. And I might have to admit that I could go 99-2 on judgments of players who can't play and can play at 25 games. If Ferk does it for 25 games, it may be one of those things where I'm wrong.
Oh.
I could be wrong.
Hey, Mike, I just want to give a shout-out to Ron Jaworski today. I'm down at Blue Heron Pines. I get a tee time, and all the veterans golf free at Jaworski courses on Veterans Day. And I just think it's a wonderful thing that he does at all of his courses.
Very nice. We didn't know that about Charles, but that's good work. Is it today golf weather? I guess it was, right?
It was warm, yeah.
I played yesterday.
Now it's going to start warm in the morning.
It's going to get really cold.
Freezing by the time we leave.
And then snow.
And then really bad on Wednesday.
I want snow. Oh, stop.
For the Wentz hater who called early today with stats that were team stats that this guy put all on Wentz, like I say, do you not remember 2017 MVP candidate before he got hurt? The top MVP candidate.
Nobody remembers that. It's like that never happened. Foles took him the whole year from game one. He was amazing. Close it down, bro.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got a beef?
I don't like
what is it?
Because I don't like
that brain. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets up.
See you later.
All right, that was sound off. All right, last Twitter thing I'm reading here is from a guy named Bill. Mike, you need to chill. Penn State is very young, and this year's team is far exceeding what was expected.
Ohio State's team's young, too.
You see what I mean?
Uh-huh.
What I mean? Mm-hmm. They lost to Minnesota. And people go, they've exceeded what they're...
Alabama's getting out.
I got to get out of here. I'm going to go nuts. I got to ignore it. Stay tuned. The Fanatic Pro Show is next. Brian Westbrook, Devon Givens are live from the Super Bowl right on Mansion Pike in West Deptford, New Jersey. NBC Sports Philly has quick slants. Have a great night, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.